Does anyone else get excited about that? I've not actually ever had one, but a couple people, all right. Also, September school supplies, fresh new school supplies. Anyone get excited about that? I actually do. Even though I'm not in school anymore, I like to go like buy a pack of highlighters or just something new and fresh. It's kind of fun. The other thing is that, did you know it's only 114 days till Christmas? Yeah, that's right. So I am excited. I love Christmas. It's fantastic. It's very meaningful for us and our family. And I should turn this on, and then it works just like that. So 114 days till Christmas. And snow, yeah. Ed and I were talking about that yesterday. We're like, the problem with the snow is you never know when you're going to have to shovel the area around the church and when you don't. If we could just put it in our calendar and know that this is the day, it would be, you know, so much easier. Well, Christmas is very meaningful to our family. For years, we have celebrated the Advent season with some family activities. And one of those has been, up to a certain point, picking out our Christmas tree. So this is many years ago, obviously. They're a lot smaller then. And so we would go to different places and pick out a tree and examine and try to figure out what's going to fit in our living room and what's going to look best. And till about maybe 8 years ago. And then we found the trees were increasing in price, so we decided to go artificial, and the boys have been unhappy with us ever since. And Aaron's nodding his head over there. It's fake. It's not real. Well, today I want to invite you to take a look at these trees on either side of me that happen to be Christmas trees. And I asked someone before the service, I'm like, which one would you choose? So I'm going to ask you the same thing. Which tree would you choose? All right, okay. Okay, so a few people are undecided. They want to know what the catch is, but most of you pointed to that tree. That's good. So what she didn't see is she thought these lovely things here were birds. And she's like, it's so pretty. And I'm like, for real? They're bugs. They are bugs. And then when she realized that, she said, nope, I'm not taking that tree. I'll take that one over there. So today we're going to be looking at healthy community. And I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 2. Verses 44 to 46, you'll see it up on the big screen. And it says this, and all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity. So this is shortly after the church started, and we see this healthy picture. Isn't it nice? They're all together, they're sharing, they're eating. It's wonderful. Kind of feels like Sunday morning, right? Definitely. Well, unfortunately, that did not go on for too long. So if we fast forward to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 to 18 and 20 to 21, it's referring to the Lord's Supper here, something we just partook in. But in the following instructions, I cannot praise you, for it sounds as if more harm than good is done when you meet together. First, I hear that there are divisions among you when you meet as a church. And to some extent, I believe it. When you meet together, you're not really interested in the Lord's Supper, for some of you hurry to eat your own meal without sharing with others. And as a result, some go hungry while others get drunk. Now, keeping in mind when they're talking about this, they're not talking about a teeny little cup and piece of bread, because you might go, well, yeah, you're going to go hungry. But this was what was called at that time a love feast. So it was getting together in community with one another, acknowledging the Lord's death and resurrection through the Lord's Supper, but much bigger portions. So we have here a bit of an example of where unhealth is creeping into the church, contrasted with what we saw in Acts 2. Now, here's the thing. Just because we are believers does not mean we can escape unhealth. So it's not like, woohoo, we got, you know, we're believers in Christ. It's all going to be good and rosy, and we're just all going to get along. It doesn't quite happen that way. And this is because all living things have the potential to be healthy or unhealthy. If you think about any living thing you can think of, they can either be unhealthy or healthy. Compared to, say, rocks. Rocks are not living things. If you look at these rocks, you can't say, well, that's a healthy-looking rock, or that's an unhealthy-looking rock. They're just rocks. It's not so with living things. You've maybe seen the deer around Cranbrook where you might look at one and go, well, that's a healthy deer, or oh, that deer is very unhealthy, or other situations like that. Animals, plants, trees, us, the church are all things that can flourish or decline without proper care. So how do we spot unhealth and contrast that with what makes us healthy as a community of believers? And I want to go back to the tree analogy. Donnie shared with us last week and started this topic of community and did such a great illustration with the aspen tree, how it's one root system and many different shoots coming up. In fact, it came up on our ladies' bike ride this week. We saw an aspen and started talking about how great that illustration was. And so I'm going to go back to a tree analogy. And scripture often uses trees to describe healthy spirituality or unhealthy spirituality. It's often used as a metaphor. But I'm going to use a little help from the tree experts on Google. Woohoo! Because, yeah, did you know that tree experts hang out on Google? And we're going to dig a little bit into this metaphor to gain an understanding of healthy community. So we're going to take a look at unhealthy trees and how that contrasts with unhealth and health in this community of believers. So first off, I read that unhealthy trees often have excessive broken branches. And to me, when I think of that, I think of people disconnected from one another. So you'll see our tree up here has lots of broken branches. If you're a scientist, you can come up and analyze them and discover they're just from the woods, not from that tree, because clearly it's a fake. But anyway, people disconnected from one another. So health is a group of people who find a place of belonging and where togetherness is cultivated. So over this summer, we had open houses, we had opportunities to serve, and the whole purpose of that was to cultivate togetherness and give opportunity for togetherness. Tara Lee spoke about that this summer, being intentional about finding ways to be together. One of those ways coming up, as you know, this is a shameless plug, is life groups. So we're looking to create life groups as another opportunity to be together. I was talking to someone before the service, and we were catching up, and it's like, yeah, it's hard on Sunday morning to find those places and times to be able to catch up on significant, meaningful events. So as we do life together in community, we must make room for others, and we must take the initiative to connect. So we've all been in those situations where it's like, I feel so alone, I feel like I don't belong, but maybe there's something God wants us to do to step out and find a place of connection as well. So as we do life together in community, we must make room for others and we must take the initiative to connect. Another sign of unhealth is leaning trees, leaning trees. So to me, this is an indicator of a tree lacking in strength. And when I think of the body of Christ and lacking in strength, I think of people who have not fully developed or do not take the initiative to develop their own relationship with the Lord. And from a pastoral point of view, it sounds like this: you're not feeding me, therefore I'm not doing well in my relationship with the Lord. And so lacking in strength because we're not cultivating that personally. Each of us has a responsibility to cultivate our own relationship with the Lord. If you see me for 20 minutes every week and listen to me, that's 20 minutes in your week. If you only ate once a week, you would not do okay. You would not be a healthy person. And the same is true in our spiritual life. We need to be cultivating our relationship with the Lord on a day-to-day basis. That other piece of that, the lacking in strength, is sometimes people come into a community of believers and they put their faith in the pastors or the leaders rather than the Lord. And I'm so grateful for this community. We have often said when we visit with people, what we love about this church is they're not there for us, they're there for the church. Yes, they have our back and all of those things, but even if we weren't here, they would still be doing what they are doing because they are so committed to this body of believers. So as we do life together in community, we must develop our own personal relationship with the Lord. Another sign of unhealth, another sign of unhealth is unusual leaves. Now the little comedy in me goes, well, we're all unusual leaves all together. But unusual leaves in this case, to me, indicates lacking in unity. We talked a little bit about unity last week. And when we look at that definition of unity, it's about being united or joined as a whole. It doesn't mean we agree on absolutely everything, like, you know, you all have to love chocolate chip cookies because I love chocolate chip cookies. That's not unity. But it's giving room for people's expressions and differences, and at the same time saying we have a common binding purpose that overrides challenges and disagreements. Unity is so very important. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3 says, always be humble and gentle, be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's fault because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. So as we do life together in community, we must watch for dissension in the ranks and address it and not feed it. Sometimes it can be very easy when we come together, if we're discontent with something or we disagree with something, to let everybody around us know and try to bring them on to where we're at. And that can really be detrimental to our spiritual health as a community of believers. It's important that we find healthy ways to express that for certain, but not create areas of dissension and in the ranks and then not address it. Another unhealthy sign is absent leaves, flowers, or fruit. I just want to call this unfruitfulness. Unfruitfulness is a sign of unhealth in a community of believers. So we are called to be a reproducing church. We reproduce disciples. We reproduce ourselves as leaders. So my question to you this morning is, who are you discipling? If you're a parent, chances are it's your children. If you're a grandparent, it could be your grandchildren. Perhaps you're in an area of leadership and you're discipling the people there. But maybe for some of you, you've been sitting for a while and enjoying that process of being discipled and haven't yet considered that it's now your turn to be the one discipling somebody else. I believe that everyone can disciple somebody once they get past the infant stage of their spiritual walk. So for example, we have four sons, and there's a, 24, 23, and then a gap, and then 19 and 17. So in there, in many respects, they discipled one another, maybe not in spiritual things, but in things of life. You know, oh, don't do that. Mom and Dad are going to be ticked off. That's one example. But another is, we didn't actually teach Aaron to ride a bike. We didn't actually teach Tim to tie his shoes. There were older siblings in the mix that did some of those things now. So we reproduced, and they began to reproduce some of those skills in others. And sorry, I think I'm buzzing in out here. Thanks, there we go. It's not the first time, it's all good. Those things happen. All right, so we can be discipling somebody, even as we get past that infant stage spiritually. As soon as we begin to have an understanding of the scriptures, we can begin the process of discipling someone else. Fruitfulness is a marker of health and maturity. So as we do life together in community, we must be reproducing disciples. Another sign of unhealth is abnormal fungi growth. And yeah, thanks, Savon, for the mushrooms. I got to the till and he's like, so what kind of mushrooms are those? I'm like, I don't know, the really ugly ones. And he rung them up. So, I think they're crimini. Crimini is what he said. I probably am butchering that name. But abnormal fungi growth. So unresolved conflict. To me, that's problems within. Unresolved conflict. Sticky relationships. And sometimes we can look and go, oh, I like what I'm seeing there, but it's not actually healthy on the inside, and we need to address those things. So healthy community is a group of people who are lovingly honest and willing to have tough conversations. It means we ask questions before we make assumptions. It means we say, hey, I don't know if you knew, but when you said that, it had this effect on me. Or, hey, you said this, and I think I may have misunderstood you there. Is that what you meant? it goes a long ways. In my last place of employment, we called it crucial conversations and saying the last 10%. So sometimes we walk away from a conversation and we're thinking things and making assumptions in our mind about that conversation we just had instead of coming back and saying, hey, I don't think we finished. Let's just dig into that a little further. So health is a group of people who are lovingly honest and willing to have tough conversations. We don't let this criminy, mushroomy kind of stuff grow in the middle of our congregation. Another sign of unhealth is out of place shoots. And to me, this indicates people who've not found their place in our body. Ephesians 4:15-16 says he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Each of us needs to have a place of service. And it's not because Pastor Ed and I need stuff done, though sometimes you might think that. It's because we know that when you find a place where you belong, in a place of service, in a place of ministry, that is health for our church, it's health for you, it connects you, it brings that sense of belonging. It's so critically important. And so unhealth is people who've not found their place in the body. Healthy is a group of people who function as a part of the body. So as we do life together in community, we must help people find their place as a functioning member of the body. Sometimes Ed and I miss it. Sometimes you could be right under our nose with this amazing talent, and because of busyness or whatever, we just don't see it. So together as a body, we identify those gifts and call them out. Hey, you know what? You're really great in this area. Have you considered doing this and being involved in this way and bringing it to our attention? It's so important that we help people find their place as a functioning member of the body. And the last one, visible insect activities. And to me, this indicates problems from without, outside impact. In Revelation 2:14-16, there's the letters to the seven churches, and as you read through them, the author is addressing different situations in the church. And one example from this passage in Revelation chapter 2 says, "But I have a few complaints against you. You tolerate some among you whose teaching is like that of Balaam, who showed Balak how to trip up the people of Israel. He taught them to sin by eating food offered to idols and by committing sexual sin. In a similar way, you have some Nicolaitans among you who follow the same teaching. Repent of your sin, or I will come to you suddenly and fight against them with the sword of my mouth." So a healthy group of people is one who guards against ungodly influences. As we do life together in community, we must not allow ungodly influences, false teachings, or sin to taint things and get in the mix. And so we need to have each other's backs. We need to watch out for each other. We need to be praying for one another. We need to cover each other that way. So why does it matter? Why does it matter whether or not we're this dysfunctional, unhealthy tree over here or this fruitful tree over there? Well, the thing is, things that are healthy have longevity. They stay around a while. They last a while. And the other piece of that is people are attracted to health, right? If you're going to go into a store, I don't know about you, but I'm super, I don't like fruit to begin with. So if I do have to pick out a piece of fruit, I am looking for perfection, not a single bruise, nice little stem, even the nice little leaf on it, you know, take the sticker off, whatever. But we are attracted to health. And so that is true of our world, our neighborhood, the people around us. They are attracted to health. And if we operate as an unhealthy community of believers, it's not very appealing when we want to share the message of how much Jesus loves and cares. So what do we do now? Well, health requires intentionality always, every single day. Every single day we feed our dog and put water in his dish, sometimes twice, because we intentionally have to do that to keep him healthy. It doesn't just happen. We need to ourselves be intentional about exercising and putting good things into our bodies. It doesn't just happen. We don't wake up one morning, woohoo, I'm in shape and I'm healthy. We have to be intentional. And the same is true in the church context. Always, every day, we have to be intentional to be a healthy community. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't spring upon us and, you know, just work itself out. We actually have to be intentional. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. And I love that word there, deep love. It's not just, oh, love, I love you, but deep love for one another. And 1 John 3:18, dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let's show the truth by our actions. So as we move forward, my challenge to you today is to love each other deeply with words and actions, and let's together as a community of believers guard against things that would create unhealth. Well, I'm going to invite you just to bow your heads and close your eyes with me today. And we're just going to pray into that. So, Lord, we thank you that you knit together the body of Christ. And, Lord, that there are so many different expressions of that, even here in our community. And, Lord, we want to be a healthy contributor to your body, Lord God. We want to be healthy from within so that we can impact the people without. And, Lord, we want to be healthy so that we can join in partnership with our other churches in Cranbrook and just see a significant impact in our city. So, God, would you root out for each one of us anything in our hearts that maybe resonated or we identified with and said, you know what, I've been kind of not really picking up my end of the bargain in that area. I've not been intentional in that specific area. God, I pray that you would forgive us, Lord, for times where we've just assumed health would come and not been intentional, or we've let dissension come into the ranks, or we've contributed to that. Or, Lord, times where we haven't been diligent in our own relationship with you. God, would you root out anything like that in our midst today? God, we want to be healthy, Lord God. We want to come together in community, Lord, and just demonstrate your love through the way that we operate around each other. We thank you for this. We praise you. In your name, amen. Well, would you go ahead and stand with me? We're going to close with a song. And if I went through a lot of scriptures and a lot of points today, so if that's something you just want to go over again, there will be just some outlines on the back table there. You can pick one up. If they run out, yell, they run out, and we'll go copy some more.